This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. has denied a visa to Iran's foreign minister for a trip to U.N. headquarters in New York to attend its Thursday Security Council meeting, a violation of a 1947 U.N. headquarters pact requiring the U.S. to allow foreign officials into the country to handle U.N. business. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said he was informed of the decision by U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, drawing criticism from the Iranian leader on Twitter. The 1947 U.N. deal generally requires the U.S. to allow foreign officials access to the U.N., but the Trump administration maintains it can deny visas for reasons related to security, terrorism, and foreign policy. Earlier today, Foreign Minister Zarif addressed the Iranian parliament. The United States, he says, is bound to receive a definitive and certain response for its outrageous act at a time and in a place where it would feel the utmost pain. I say it once again, by assassinating the great martyr General Qasem Soleimani, the U.S. triggered the end of its illegitimate presence in the West of Asia. The U.S. State Department and the U.N. declined to comment on the visa denial for Zarif, which was first reported Monday by the news publication Foreign Policy, which cites three unnamed diplomatic sources. The denial was also reported by Associated Press, which cites an anonymous U.S. official. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will pay whatever it takes to help victims of devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across three states. Morrison committed an extra $1.4 billion to a new fund that will help rebuild damaged towns and infrastructure. His government said that additional funds would be made available as needed.